Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey guys and gals, it's Shane Lakita, otherwise known as Liquid Shane on 1973. And first of all, thanks for joining here on this podcast on this Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's gray. It's gloomy. It's a little rainy up here in the small town of Maine, or Scarborough, Maine, I should say. And, you know, we're just getting through it. We're doing what we have to do. I'm hoping that your day today already started off with a nice big cup of Joe or whatever your drink of choice is. You've gotten really good focus going. You got a good list of things that you want to accomplish today. And you feel like you're on point. And if you're listening to this in the evening, I'm hoping that today was an amazing day for you. I'm hoping that you got everything accomplished. I'm hoping that you were able to knock some things out and be able to feel like you are accomplished today and feel like you accomplished something towards the greater goal of what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's work-related, personal, or whatever. And I know a lot of that may sound Pollyanna and pie-in-the-sky kind of sounding things that we're talking about here, but it matters. It matters to talk about the fact that if you're having one of those days, it's really important to be able to celebrate in that and be able to look back and say, you know what, I had one of those days. I mean, we all have had those days. I've had those days where I've woken up and I've been able to do whatever, whenever and however I wanted to because I just was having one of those days and nothing could go wrong. I felt good. I was on point with my eating. I had a great exercise or a good workout. I was able to accomplish stuff at work, get things done, able to accomplish things at home, be a good dad, good husband, have a full productive day. We've all had those days. But more often than not, we have the other kind of days. And that's how my morning started off this morning. So I want to share that with you on this podcast because I've been seeing a lot of posts on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect and on Instagram and across the board. I've seen a lot of posts lately on the struggle and the struggle being real for most people. Whatever the struggle is for those folks, it's really evident lately, a lot for a lot of people. Even so, on No Finish Line Nation, one of our members, and Mary Straub, she actually went ahead and started a hashtag called hashtag Struggle Bus, where people could get together and talk about how to be able to navigate through the mental side of things and how you're struggling through things and how sometimes the surface level stuff is easy to try to get through on the struggle bus, but the mental side of it's even tougher. And that's what I'm talking about today. So a lot of folks are struggling, and that includes me. You know, I've been on this journey for a while now, and I lost 100 pounds, and now these, I'm down about a total since the beginning, since the first, when I first started this last section of my journey, and I'm down about 85 pounds. Now, I was down 100 at one time, so that one, number one, that plays mental side of it on me, right? So I'm thinking to myself, I was 100 before, but now I'm 85. What's going on with me? What's wrong? I'm a failure, et cetera, et cetera. So you see where I'm going with the mindset of everything, right? So I'm down 85 pounds, which I should be extremely excited about. So I wake up in the morning, I go on the scale, and I'll tell you what was going through my head before I got on the scale. Just today, I just wanted to get a good check-in. So earlier this week, I bought some new dumbbells or adjustable dumbbells, and I put them in my garage because I didn't want to spend the money and go into a gym. I wanted to be able to put something in my garage so that way I can lift and do the things that I wanted to do with the dumbbell set that are adjustable all the way up to like 75 pounds or whatever. And it was a really good idea, and I wanted to put a focus on it, and I want to get back into strength training because I know that strength and muscle for me, for longevity wise, as I get older, is going to be so much more important than just losing weight and being skinny. Okay, so for me, being a big guy like I am, I've got to make sure that pliability, flexibility, and strength, muscle strength, is going to be important as I move forward and as I age and I progress that way. So I really wanted to be able to put something in place at home that I know that I can hold myself accountable and be able to go and make things happen that way. So 3 days out of the last 5 days, I've gotten some good lifting. I've done backs and biceps and triceps and chest exercises and squats and all kinds of great stuff. And body's been sore, a good sore, right? A really good one. And I've been feeling really great about that part of it. But I got on the scale this morning. It's not my weigh-in day, but I usually go about a midway point between my weigh-in days. And today's Wednesday, and I knew I'd be up. I knew it. I said to myself, okay, so every single time that I incorporate weight training in with my regimen or in with my routine, every single time I see a huge lift in my weight, whether it's water gain, whether it's the muscles repairing themselves, whether it's just that functionality of my body trying to respond and react. And I got on the scale this morning, and of course I was up. I was up probably a little bit more than what I thought I was going to be. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, that really sucks. You know, that really set me off on a wrong tone. And I'm saying to myself, I knew I was going to be up, but then I saw the number in front of me on that evil box. And I said, wait a second, that's not what I was expecting. That's not what I wanted. Like I know that I'm doing this for the good of my longevity, long-term health, be around for a long time for my son and my wife, you know, and be able to do the things that I want to do, to be flexible enough that I can move around at an older age. All those things were in my head. But the number that I sat in front of set me off on the wrong tone. And I legitimately got in this full bore depression of, I can't believe what's happening. I was once 100 pounds down, and now I'm down 85 pounds, and I'm hovering about around this for the last year, around this 85 pound mark, and I'm up and down, you know, onesies and twosies, and now this big gain that I just had really set my mind in the wrong direction. So I'm saying to myself, okay, so I knew it was coming, and then I saw it happen, and then it became a reality. So inside stuff that I was thinking was okay, but when it became external and became a reality, that's when it smacked me in the face. And I said, okay, this sucks. And one slight small inkling in my brain, I said, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. I'm fighting so hard to be able to just put one foot in front of the other to be able to do it. Now you know, and I know, I can't do that. I said it in my inside voices, but I didn't put it on my outside voices. I didn't say it out loud. So for me, I thought it very quickly. A fleeting thought went through my brain of saying, all right, I quit. I'm out. I can't do this. I'm really struggling with this whole entire aspect of everything. You know, I should be at goal. I should be really focusing on, you know, different parts of my journey, but I'm still focusing on trying to get to my goal weight. I'm still focusing on those kind of things. But how long do I do this until I just go, ugh, I'm all set? And that's part of the struggle for me, because the longevity piece is where I find out how strong I really am. Because in the past, in my past journeys and the things that I've done in the past, I've legitimately fought and tried to be able to do whatever I can to diet, lose weight, those kind of things. And what would always happen is I would always fail, or it would take too long, and then I would drop off the radar. And then I would be like, okay, yep, this isn't really working for me. And then I would dive into a vat of chocolate pudding. And then I would put on 30 plus, 40 plus, 50 plus pounds. I would feel bad about myself, and we would go from there. So at the end of the day, when I look at everything and I say, how are we navigating through the struggle, is the really most important part of this podcast right here. I posted a picture on the Coffee Talk blog this morning and on the post that I put out on No Finish Line Nation and on some other social media platforms. And the picture itself says, love the struggle. Because the struggle sucks. And I wrote about it this morning. The struggle has teeth. The struggle is mean. The struggle is like a great white shark. And it keeps on coming at you. And it's relentless. And it just keeps on going. And life deals those struggles to you. It keeps on helping to throw curveballs at you. It keeps on throwing road partitions in the way for you to be able to not to get from point A to point B. It always is working to try to break you down. The struggle is real. Now, I know sarcastically people put the struggle is real when they put like a cheeseburger in front of them or they're driving by the McDonald's, which I also get, trust me. But the struggle is real because it's a part of life. It's a part of everything we're doing. Everything that we go through, there's always going to be a struggle involved with it. And if everything was easy, then really, to be honest with you, even the people that have it easy have struggle also. The people born with the silver spoon in their mouth, they've always been given everything that they have to. They have struggle. It's their own struggle. It's their struggle. And it's what they go through every day. So at the end of the day, when we're looking at how do we get through the things that we have to get through, and how do we fight through the struggle, and how do we embrace it? How do you love the struggle? I mean, really, that image when I saw it this morning, after I had already seen the weight on the scale, I'd already had my pity me moment, my little woe is me. I was scouring through, just kind of getting my head in the game, because I literally this morning was like, I don't feel like doing a coffee talk. I don't feel like sitting down having a conversation. I snapped at my son about something or whatever. I was just a grump. I was a total grump. And then that picture of Love the Struggle smacked me in the face and hit me upside the head two ways to Sunday. And I said to myself, okay, wait a minute, hold on. Love the Struggle. I know I've talked about in many podcasts before and many situations that I've had conversations through the coffee talk and through all the blogging that I've literally said 1,000 times, when you can go through stuff, you take what you go through and you learn from it. You jot down notes. You take down behavioral stuff that you've done before. You take down all the behaviors that you did to be able to get through what you have to get through and then use it for future reference. I talk about that all the time, and that has worked really well with me. But to embrace the struggle as a positive, what is that concept? Because the struggle sucks. The struggle is something that we legitimately loathe. Like if I go for a walk and my knees are hurting, that's a struggle for me. Because I'm like, I know my knees are bad. And I know that my family's knees are bad. All the men in my family have had reconstructive surgery on all their knees. And I'm one of the last ones standing to make sure that I want to try to lose the weight before I can have to have that surgery, right? So I know the struggle is, I know what it is. I know it's right there for everybody. Everybody has their own struggle. So when you look at it and you want to embrace the struggle and love the struggle and understand that the struggle is part of your journey and you've got to learn from it and be able to grow from it and battle through it to become better on the other side, what a concept, right? I mean, think about it. If any of your kids or any kids out there have played sports, or if you played sports back in the day and it was difficult, man, your coach was riding you and they were like, let's go. And they're pushing, they're testing your limits. And they're right on the edge of making you at the breaking point of where you need to be for you to be able to get through and do the things that are necessary for you to be great at what you're trying to do. That's a struggle that you went through. And then when you get done with it and you're like, I got through that, I did that, I'm the man or I'm the woman to be able to battle through that. It feels amazing. It feels like we can conquer the world after we get done with that. But when we're going through it, we don't feel that way. We feel like the world is crumbling all around us. I can't do this. The mental fortitude is stopping me from getting to where I want to go. All the things, all the negatives are coming in my brain. They're talking to me. They're having these conversations of, you're not good enough. You can't do it. You've always been fat. You've always sucked. All those things. And for me to be able to battle through those, get over those, hop over the hump and get to the other side of the finish line and go, wait a second, hold on, I just did that. You know, it happened to me back when I was in boot camp. I joined the Navy back in 1991, and I joined and I was in boot camp and I had a breaking point. It was one point I remember clearly. My instructor was there yelling and screaming at me to get through an obstacle, and I'd never been able to climb ropes in high school or anything like that. I've always just been a big guy, and I've never really had the upper body strength to be able to do that. But they pushed me to the limit, and I remember it was both a breaking point and it was a learning for me. Such a huge learning, because I can achieve things that I don't think that I can achieve. I can do things that I tell myself that I can't. I just have to get through it, and I got to be able to push forward, and I got to use all these situations, the struggle that I'm going through, to be motivators, to be the best version of who I can be. I got to do that. I have to realize that. So when I read that photo that said the love the struggle, it's important to be able to reflect on the fact that you have to embrace it. Don't look at it as being such a negative that you're not going to be able to accomplish the things you want to accomplish or do the things you want to do. Look at it as being a motivator to being able to overcome obstacles to get to where you want to get to. That's what I got to do. This morning when I looked at that scale and I felt defeated, I felt down in the dumps, I felt grumpy, I felt everything. I cleared my mind after I started to write the coffee talk and I said, okay, you know what? Wait a second. Why am I so negative about this? I just did 3 days out of the last 5 of full weight training, building some foundations of things that I want to do when I'm moving forward, heading towards a goal of being physically fit, being strong, having strength, those kind of things, have flexibility, and all the things that I'm trying to accomplish. I'm starting that direction. So why sit around and wallow over the fact that I have a couple pounds of an increase on the scale, but rather think about the big picture of what you're doing. And that's important. It's really, really important to look at what you're struggling with, decide whether you can accomplish it, fight through and battle through the struggle, and then reflect on after you get done with it. Because there's going to be another struggle that's going to turn right around the corner. The struggle doesn't go away. I opened up with this whole podcast. It has teeth. It's a great white. It's going to keep coming back at you. It doesn't stop. It's relentless. Now, you are arming yourself with the ability to be able to, how do I continue to fight through the struggle, accomplish the things that I want to accomplish, be great and amazing, and keep fighting for all the things that I'm trying to drive and do. I mean, think about that. If you can embrace it and love it, do you think it would be as bad as what it seems? I posted, somebody responded already this morning, and I replied to their comment, and we talked about how when you're going through the struggle, the key is just to fight through. And then I said, well, even more importantly is after you're done, to reflect on not only how proud you are of how you fought through all the things and adversity that you fought through, but also look back and say to yourself, was it as bad as what it seemed? Because at the time, it seemed like it was the end of the world. At the time, it felt like your whole world was closing in. The four walls are boxing you in and they're keeping you in and you're not moving. You're not going anywhere, right? You feel like it's caving in on you and you can't do anything. You can't breathe. You can't move forward. Anxiety starts to kick in. Then the doubt kicks in and then all that stuff, right? I get it. And it feels like that right at that moment in time. This morning, when I'm looking at the scale, I almost wanted to give up because I said to myself, I've been fighting so long for these ups, threes, down threes, up three, down three, and all over the place that I'm just fighting through and I'm not where I once was. So I had to battle through that and think to myself, yeah, but look what you're doing. Like seriously, look how you are accomplishing things. Look at how you are doing the things that are necessary for you to do. Be proud of what you're doing, but then reflect on, hey, you know what? After you're done with it, after you battle through and you have that moment of pride to be able to say, I did that. Even if it's something as small as walking to the mailbox or going for a mile run, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, and you get there and you do it and it's euphoric and you feel like I accomplished it and this is amazing and I'm a rock star. Look back and say to yourself, when I was going through the struggle to get there, was it as bad as what it seemed? It seemed like it was the end of the world, but it really wasn't. So my learning and my share with you is, the struggle may seem like it's so overwhelming that it's going to take you out. It's going to cut you at your knees. But it's not. It's not. It's not going to end your life. You're not going to die as you're struggling to try to get through the things you have to get through. You're not going to, you know, feel, there's no detriment that's going to happen to you, except you might go through some pain. You might go through some mental anguish. You might go through some sweat, some blood, and some tears, and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, it's completely, overwhelmingly, and 100% worth the effort. Because you are worth the effort. I'm worth the effort. I'm worth standing on that scale, looking at that gain, knowing that I was going to gain, and knowing that over the last year and a half that I've been struggling just to be able to maintain where I'm maintaining, I'm still fighting. And I'm still plugging one foot in front of the other. And at the end of the day, when I'm looking at everything, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm down 85 pounds, but in the past, I wouldn't have lasted a year and a half after I hit a certain weight or whatever if I felt good about myself. I would have gained it all back plus some. How many of us have been on diets and we lose all kinds of weight and then we stop doing it and we like feel like we're just so successful that we're amazing. And then we put that weight back on plus another 30. I've been there 1,000 times. I've cycled through it. So I'm going to live in the space of I'm still fighting and I'm still living this journey and I'm still going through the things that I have to go through. And I'll be honest with you, Coffee Talk and this podcast are what helped me. I know that I'm talking to each and every one of you. On NFLN, No Finish Line Nation, I've got 42,000 people that I can reach out to just throw out the lifeline to say, I need some help, folks. I need you to help me get there. On the podcast here, I got 70,000 downloads that people have put on their phones to listen to the words that I say here to be able to just express myself and talk about my journey. And I know that this helps me. It helps right-size me and helps me get me to the right place. So that's another thing to help you. I've got this as an outlet. You need an outlet also. If the struggle is overwhelming and it's getting to where it has to get to, something that Mary, the one that I talked about before, the member on No Finish Line Nation, she's awesome, we talked about was jotting down the struggles and the successes, writing down the things that you're going through. Journal it. List it out. Know that you can use it for future reference. You got to do it. Because as you're going through the struggle and you're writing down how you're feeling, you're writing down the situation, you're writing down all that stuff, it's so important to reflect on later because you're going to use that later. You're so strong. You have no idea how strong you are. I believe that. None of us do. None of us really know what our mental fortitude is. I watch this show on TV, and I know I'm rambling right now, but I watch a show on TV called Naked and Afraid. I know, it's silly. They put two people, a guy and a girl, out there butt naked, no clothes, no nothing. They throw them out in the Amazon or all with the elements with nothing. No insect repellent, no bug spray, no anything. And they've just got to fend for themselves the whole entire time. And they have to do it for 21 days. By the 18th day, in the 17th day, sometimes even earlier, that mental fortitude is absolutely crushing them. They are going through stuff that they never thought that they could go through. Some of the strongest, most hugely strong-willed people break apart at the seams because now it's all about mental fortitude. It's all about going through the things that they didn't think that they could go through or they still don't think that they can. It's crazy to me, the things that they go through. But it shows me that the human element, the side of us that thinks that the world is crumbling all around us and we can't accomplish great things, is false. It's a BS artist. It's trying to tell you that you can't, but you can accomplish whatever you want to. And I know I can too. So let's keep driving, guys. Don't let the struggle break you down. Embrace it. Love the struggle. Be part of it. Know that the struggle is a part of your growth. Know that the struggle will help build your strength and build you to who you want to be. And use the struggle as a badge of honor to know I got through that. You might have tried to deal me a bad set of cards, Mr. Struggle Bus Life, but I got through it and I fought through it and I'm a champion and I'm a rock star and I'm moving forward. Now what's next? Because that's really what the next question has to be. Because there's another struggle going to come. So fight through it, embrace it, love it, and go out there and kick some tail today. All right, guys, we'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chainer 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chainer 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.